and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 180. There's a darts reference in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Oh, what was that show? Bullseye.
This is what you could have won. Johnny, this is what you could have won with a 5-hour kip.
I believe somebody has not had his nap. Is he going to be a cranky little boy?
Well, I haven't had my nap.
You haven't, actually.
No.
And me, I don't think I've been to bed.
Are you going to be a cranky little girl?
I'm never cranky. I'm always fabulously adorable.
Anyway, well done, Pete.
What's Pete done?
Uncle Pete.
Oh, congratulations, Pete. And I've not forgotten your stuff. I have just had one heck of a week.
He didn't have a hand in it.
Well, not that we know of. But steady on, you never know. You know, all this modern newfangled stuff. And chicken basters. Don't go there.
Chicken basters.
Oh, he's such a naive little boy, isn't he? We'll leave that. I'll explain it to you later, dear. God, did your mum ever do that to you when you clearly didn't understand something and she'd say, leave it, I'll explain later.
Go and ask your father.
Oh, that's not good. No, Pete, that's fantastic
news.
I'll
tell you when you're 21.
Oh, my mum did tell me that when I was a kid. And I think my gran used to say that to me. My gran was so square. Oh, my God, my gran was square. Oh, what was she like? Right, let me catch up here. Hello, Kim. Kim was first today. Oh, bad air quality. Is this the wildfires? Poor Kiva. Oh, Kiva's going to go round the bend. We're going to have zoomies.
Wow, what's wrong with Kiva?
Kiva couldn't go and walk.
Oh.
Because it was smoky.
Oh. Yeah, I saw some videos yesterday of the fires, and it was basically like an orange sky.
Not good. Oh, I did see a picture like that, like a sunset.
Yeah.
Only obviously it wasn't a sunset.
No.
No, not good.
That's bad news.
That is terrible.
Particularly on September the 11th.
Exactly. You know, people want to go out and maybe memorialise at a safe distance. I wonder what they're doing with that.
I don't know.
Hmm. Hello, Jonathan.
Same as what we'll be doing in February.
Oh, God, true. Oh, I had an idea with that. Might work to our advantage, be the cat. Right, so Jonathan hasn't had his nap. I'm trusting that that didn't count as half a day's holiday then, seeing as though you didn't get half a day's holiday.
Hi, Anthony.
What if the show was shorter than, you know, a 5-hour epic, which it might have to be, because somebody has managed to book herself on an 11 o'clock tomorrow in the morning. Now, given that I don't get to bed till 7 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock doesn't look like it's happening, so I'm going to have to go to bed earlier. Oh, I do hate it when my schedule gets messed around with. Right. Hello, Pete. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? CQ, CQ, Deb. There's one of our idiotic neighbours doing something. What is it this time?
Paul.
What's his problem?
I've no idea.
Crying out loud. Somebody parked across his gate?
No.
So he's just sitting there, pushing the horn?
He's in his car, which is parked outside his house on the pavement, like everyone else's.
Do you know those forts in the middle of the Solent?
He might be testing something out.
Like, does his horn work? Would everybody like to test if their horn works?
My horn works.
Right, back to it. Let's move away from our neighbours. I was saying CQ, CQ to Deb then and got interrupted.
Did they hear that?
I'm sure they did hear that. It was that loud. I can't optimise the microphone to get rid of a foghorn. No matter how much I try.
He might have got a new car. Unless it's...
Pete says, we're a close family, we're not that close. I've yet got to explain the chicken baster to Mike. Unless you want to have a dabble with that, Pete, I'll leave you with
it.
About it. Chicken baster. Okay, how are we going to explain this, Pete?
Google.
Oh, we could Google that, couldn't we? It's the kind of hands-off way that one could potentially find oneself with child if one didn't want to partake in the usual way of finding oneself with child. How was that? He's still looking a bit confused. You Google pregnancy and chicken baster. I'll leave you with it, Mike. God, do you know what a chicken baster looks like?
No.
Oh dear, he's about to have his mind expanded. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
The myth of the turkey baster.
There you go. Oh, it wasn't a chicken baster, it was a turkey baster. Oh dear, dear, dear. Right, I'm catching up, I'm catching up. Playing a large kazoo. Oh! More cars for washing. No, he's just sat in his car, tooting his horn. There's just... These are our neighbours. Can you see why we don't go out? Oh, what's Pete got? Has he got a video of this that turned out to be a turkey baster, not a chicken baster? Whatever. It was a baster of some description. Ah, there you go. Oh, well, it's a cow, but the principle's the same. Right, I'm sure Mike will watch that and then understand. Do you know he's so naive at times?
Yes. Yes, but I'm cute.
You're very, very cute, Mike. Oh, dear. Anyway,
Kim, Chief Carman has gone out in his sports car that he spent 10 minutes revving up when I was downstairs.
God, I wouldn't mind. This guy's about 60. It's like living in a zoo. In fact, yes. I would be better off living in a zoo. Do you remember when I told you I went to London Zoo and there was this thing and it said the world's most dangerous animal, you know, dare you go in? And when you went in, it was like a sheet of wood with a hole cut in it. And as you look through the hole, they took a picture on the other side and it was like the human is the most destructive animal on the planet. Or in our case, round here, most stupid. I think it's safe to say we've got the highest IQ in the road. I mean, yeah. It won't be difficult, would it?
No.
What are you going to do today? Think I'll wash a car. Oh, again, for a change. Fair enough. And anyway, where's he going? We're in double lockdown. Do you know that?
No.
We're in local lockdown and national lockdown. With an R rate of over one. So the next step is probably to brick up the front doors. Which, given our neighbours, not a bad idea. I'd be up for that. I would be up for that. Oh, poor Paul. He's on a conference call but watching the chat. Can you imagine what he's thinking? Chicken basters. Turkey basters. No, they're turkey basters. Do you think they're bigger because they're turkeys? Anyway, at least Pete understood exactly what I meant. See, Pete's clearly a man of the world, Mike.
Yeah, well, Pete's a doctor. He knows these things.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder with the doctors I've seen whether they know one end of a scalpel from the other, but clearly Pete does. Pete has extensive knowledge in many, many different genres of medicine. Mm. We should have an hour with Dr. Pete. You know, like Dr. Phil. He'd be up for that, Pete. That would be amazing. Anyway, who's been doing what today? I've been on that many sessions, I'm cross-eyed as to what exactly I have been doing.
There you go. Peter spent more time anaesthetising on a labour ward than he cares to remember.
Oh, Pete! Did you know, even if I was just visiting, if it was a labour ward, I'd need anaesthetic as well. So I, you have my deepest, deepest sympathy. Don't ask about the staircase stories. You know what's going to happen next, Pete, don't you? We're all going to ask you about the staircase stories. Oh, Anthony's. Oh, hello, Anthony. I missed Anthony. Outlining a course for using VoiceOver on the Mac. That sounds fabulously interesting. And now you see Jonathan's asked. You asked for that, Pete. You asked. Is this the thing where they won't let you home unless you can climb the stairs? Because that's what I got told. There you go, you see. People want to hear these stories, Pete. That's what I got told anyway. So what have I been doing? I've had back-to-back meetings, so I really don't know what day of the week it is, to be honest. Oh, it's Friday. I know it's Friday, that's right, because it's after hours, isn't it? And we've got Mysterious Project number 13. Anybody having a guess as to Mysterious Project number 13?
So Pete might know...
Jonathan's mum. Yeah. Mm. I reckon so. Managed to avoid it in Leeds. Hopefully we'll never have to go back. Is this why people become consultants, Pete? So they can avoid the bits that they're not overly keen on. Obviously not in the staircase. Jonathan! Jonathan, you must pace yourself today, boy, or you'll be asleep by 10. And we cannot have that, not again. So, mysterious project number 13. It's, shall we say it's a collaborative project, Mike?
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Must be a Friday the 13th in October. What mysterious projects 1 to 12? Is it indeed? Let's have a quick look. No, the 13th of October's a Tuesday. The 13th of November's a Friday. I know that because I'm sorting posters out. We've decided, you know, this working 3 weeks in hand, don't bother. We're going to be in lockdown till whenever. So just organise a year in hand. What are we going to do for the 1 year birthday of Marooned?
I don't know.
I definitely think
16th of March.
16th of March 2021, we'll still be sat here and Boris will still be saying, the R8's fine, get the children back to school. And we all know better, don't we? Was it Salford schools have shut down again?
I can't remember. Lots of schools have shut down.
Well, there was a lady on from Spain. She was a teacher and she was in a mask. And she was saying that they're all back in, but she can see by next week they'll all be back out again. And I'm thinking, what's the point of this? And she said that's just the way it's going to be, that either that or everybody has to homeschool. End of. But to me, if you go back in and then you have to close down next week because there's an outbreak, that outbreak wouldn't have happened if you hadn't gone back in. So why don't we all just homeschool to start with?
COVID cases now confirmed at 68 Greater Manchester schools.
There you go. How long they've been back? 3 days. So that's going really well. Really, really well. Anaesthetists tend to be interested in either pain, obstetrics. No. Or ICU. And you're definitely ICU.
A mum whose child attends Blessed Thomas Holford Catholic College in Altrincham said she only found out about a confirmed case in her child's year 7 bubble because the parents of the child sent home to isolate felt others had a right to know.
Oh yeah, they'll be all keeping it quiet.
Yeah.
This is going to be a carve-up.
Like the plague, isn't it?
A total carve-up. Ooh, Jonathan's got a tub of Ben and Jerry's. And Kim's going to be eating ice cream to celebrate our 1 year. It'll be Tuesday, the 16th of March. And I think... Okay, do you remember Jonathan saying, do you think we'll reach the dizzying heights of 20 shows?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, Jonathan. We thought the same. Not just you.
St. Winifred's RC Primary Heat and Mercy. Isn't that where one of...
Both of them. Yes. And go on.
Yeah.
Well, they've shut. Well, they've got cases.
They've got cases.
Fabulous. This is how it happened. This is why we don't go to mass.
Yeah.
So we've got friends who have grandchildren who are in a totally different part of the Greater Manchester Borough. They go to this school that now has confirmed outbreak where they've been sent home, but our friends will have mingled with the grandchildren and the parents of the grandchildren and their daughter, and if we went to church, us. That's how it happens. That's why we're not going in.
Apparently I'm a little quiet. Is that any better?
I've changed nothing, Mike.
So I'll shout a little louder.
I have changed nothing. Must be you.
It must be me.
Right. He never gets close enough to the microphone. This is his problem.
Because
he gets concerned.
The schools. Is that better? Right. That's because I'm shouting. Shout.
Oh, no. Now he's singing.
Let it all out.
Oh, you're better with music, let's just say.
Thank you.
Are you going to eat all of this Ben and Jerry's? And what flavour is it?
No, he's going to come round to Matt Byte's headquarters and share it.
Do you reckon? Feed it to us through the letterbox.
Yeah. In a hermetically sealed bag.
So Anthony says, I was reading a post by a lady on Facebook about the bubbles and she had 3 children. Combined size of the bubbles for the 3 was over 400 children. That's my point. If you have an only child, they're in one bubble, but they're still going to be exposed to other bubbles where... a single family has multiple children in different bubbles. You can't do it by year group. You might have somebody where you've got a brother and a sister or two brothers or whatever, and one's 8 and one's 10. Then they're not in the same year group, are they? This isn't rocket science. It's really not.
I have that problem, Johnny. You with things like Pringles and chocolate.
They're made to tempt you, though.
Yeah.
They're manufactured that way, you know.
Oh, Pringles. They're changing the packaging because people have been saying they're not sure where it should go in the recycling. Because great, obviously the top's plastic, the main tube is cardboard, and the bottom is tin.
There are no words for stupidity. If they start putting them in plastic bags, you'll just get a packet of crumbs. Anyway, it doesn't matter because we're not ordering any, are we?
I thought of ordering some.
400 children, though. And that's just the children. Can you imagine if each of the children have, like, one sibling and two... And our parents is the word I mean, but yeah, I think you have to say parents and guardians and carers these days. But, you know, if each child had access to another three... Then now you're looking at well over 1,000. I sometimes wonder, you know, I think the MacBiters should take over the world. In fact, the way it's going, you do realise within about 12 months there's only going to be us left. Like I said, we'll come out and it'll be apocalyptic. You'll be looking around thinking, oh, I used to remember this. But we will be okay because we all are not stupid and we are not taking risks. Whereas other people are taking lots of risks. Apparently, the country, this was something I read this morning, the country is more divided over the mask-wearing thing than Brexit. I didn't think that was possible.
No.
No, but apparently so. A senior in high school got arrested for going to school in person for more days than he was allowed. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. Jonathan's wondering if you've been turned on. He has. Honestly, I've not touched him at all. Figuratively or biblically, I haven't.
No. Coronavirus has been an unpleasant intrusion into people's intimacy in all sorts of ways, not least sex.
Oh, how do you find these stories?
It's the live feed on the BBC. So it wasn't actually a story I was looking for.
Really?
I'm just scrolling down the live feed. Yeah, let me carry on. German sex workers have won a reprieve, even if it is temporary, as brothels are reopening in several states.
You are kidding me.
Courts have decided that brothels can operate provided there are strict hygiene rules, like hairdressers and prostitutes wear masks with their clients.
Normally you have to pay extra for that, so I've heard. Is there more? No, we need to defer to Pete on this. You know, seriously, you know, what you go to a brothel for. Surely you could pass that on.
Why are you deferring to Pete about brothels?
Well, because it's about to get medical. Right. You know, if you are in that intimate kind of situation and et cetera, surely the mask won't help, or is that just me? Do you know what is so... You'll hear stories about this because it always happens. You know, like where the guy in a partnership goes off and as he's jollies, and then it's the woman who ends up getting ill.
Yeah.
Only this time it won't be an STD. It'll actually be COVID. This is why no one should be allowed to go out. Everybody should be grounded.
New definition of safe sex.
Yeah, don't bother. Are brothels legal over there? No. Oh, in Germany they might be. They're not here. Just can't you wait? Mind you, the way it's going, I think the answer to that is no. That ice cream looks very interesting.
Does it?
I see it's kosher and halal. But it's got biscuits in it, so it's not gluten-free. That's not fair. They could have made that gluten-free as well. But I reckon Mike would like that. Vanilla and chocolate ice cream.
Oh, blondie brown.
With blondie brownies, chocolate brownies, and a soft salted caramel core. You know, if it only didn't have the brownies in it. If it just had the rest.
I think you're right there, Pete. If you can social distance and still have sex, you probably have a bright career in the adult film industry. Didn't Ron Jeremy get arrested the other day?
He did. That's been rumbling on for weeks. Yeah, he's been naughty as well. I wouldn't have thought he had the time to be naughty. Because obviously we're talking about extracurricular to his main job. I didn't... Well, how? Oh, the man's prolific. He may be constantly be passing out. It is just beyond stupid. I looked at this week's news when I actually started talking to the news tonight, so I had to turn it off. Do you know the bit that got me?
Did it talk back?
No, it was this woman. And I start to tense up and then I start answering back. And her fiasco was she'd been pregnant and she had had a baby. And she'd had the baby towards the beginning of lockdown. And she was then on maternity leave. So I don't know when maternity leave kicks in, but whenever it kicks in, right, she'd had the maternity leave. And the maternity leave, there's a bit before you have the child and a bit after. I know for a fact you can have up to a year, but you don't get paid for the full year. In my head, is 6 months. That's what I remember from my experiences, which obviously not personal, thank God. And this, obviously 6 months, was now up. Now she wanted longer. And I'm thinking, what for? And the rationale was, and there she is sat on a bench, and she was a maternity rights campaigner. I thought, is this a thing? I just thought she was spouting, you know, a maternity rights campaigner. You don't have rights with maternity, do you? You're just having a baby. Anyway, so she's rabbiting on about what she wants and why she wants it. And she said that during this 6 months after the child was born, they did not have access to support services. I'm thinking, it's a baby, what's your problem? But these support services, she didn't detail what they were, but I presume you have people visiting, don't you? Health visitors and stuff like that. I remember my mother couldn't get them out the door fast enough. It's like, you know, they're disturbing me. Off you go. But they didn't have access to all of the things that would normally be there. And therefore, she wanted more maternity leave because things are opening up again now. And I'm thinking, well, it's not relevant to have like a 4 week baby check when the thing's 8 months old. So the time's gone. It's gone. And she wanted more maternity leave. So I start talking to the TV, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, we deserve extra help and extra services. And I'm thinking, it's a child. People have been raising children since the year dot without the help of all these, you know, the cast of thousands. If the child's ill, fair enough. But if the child isn't ill, why do you need another 6 months? And then she said the birth had been traumatic, so fair enough. And this child had ended up in the NICU. But it was fine. You know, it had made... Yes, exactly. Yes. See, that's what I started doing, started talking. So this child was absolutely fine.
Come on, then.
But she just wanted a longer holiday and preferably somebody else to pay for it. Well, you can imagine me. I'm like, and we took a dog on. I did not ask for 6 months holiday because we have a dog. So I had to turn it off, and I did. She's on lockdown. Why doesn't she just do the support? Exactly. She is on lockdown and she's looking after this kid. Why does she need? And she was saying childcare. And I thought, why? Where are you going? Seriously, where are you going? She didn't have a job. She wasn't going to work. She would be a danger to her own child if she decided to go out to the pub. What does she need childcare for? If in the same way, you know, I don't need a dog sitter. Full stop. The dog is my responsibility. Not anybody else's. And if there's stuff out there, so there's doggy daycare. Yes, but you pay for it. It's not available on tap because you've got a dog. You know they have that thing, bridezillas. This was mummyzilla. They become militant. Absolutely militant. So I had to turn it off. But I did. I was very good. I turned it off and I put my pandas on and calmed right down, funnily enough. Pregnancy is a protected characteristic like gender or sexuality these days. I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, feels like it. Feels like it. But what about me being a dog person? Is that protected, Pete? Oh, Jonathan, I'm loving that. This militant woman, you need to get in touch with her. Yeah, having twins need twice as much. It just seems so stupid to me. You know, she was saying that the husband had said he was suicidal. He had postnatal depression. I thought, just a minute, isn't the woman that has postnatal depression? Like, I forget the proper name for it, but like a postnatal psychosis. don't you have actually had to have given birth for that to kick in? Hmm, interesting. Anyway, the guy was okay. She, however, had turned into a militant mother. So, PandaCam it was. I'm going to replace the BBC News app with PandaCam and call it done. Either that, or I'm going to end up at Amazon shopping for things I don't need. So I have had to step away from the Amazon thing. Do you know we haven't had an Amazon delivery all week? Need to go back and have a look at Amazon, don't I? I have got one coming tomorrow, though. I couldn't help myself. It was on offer. It was a new model. But I've got to save myself for next week. Are we still looking forward to the Apple event next week? First off, when it was announced on Tuesday, we had all of the posts that said, oh, iPhone 12, iPhone 12, Apple Watch. And then more posts that said, no, there won't be an Apple, an iPhone. Not this time. There'll be another one in October for that. Then, yesterday and most of today, hang on, there might be a phone. And I'm thinking they're just covering themselves, aren't they? If they write, no, there isn't. Yes, there is. No, there isn't. Yes, there is. Then when afterwards, they'll only point you back to the posts where they correctly predicted what they would actually get. Have you heard her outside? Yes, if he toots, you bark. That'll work. So we're none the wiser. We're none the wiser, apart from the silly little icon thing, which looks like they've bought Spaghetti Junction in Birmingham. Can you imagine? Apple Junction. I could see it happening. There's an Apple store near there. So why ever not? No Amazon delivery. I'd have thought there was a reason for the shares dipping. Yes, it's totally me. Totally me. There just hasn't been anything that I've needed. This is getting scary, isn't it? In my defence, I took on this course, and this course was 10 blocks, 10 units, over 5 weeks. Thought, yeah, easy, I can stick that in. What I hadn't banked on was the extra 20 sessions in a week that are voluntary, but if you don't go, then you don't understand the thing that's going on. So I have had sessions at 5 in the evening, 7 in the evening, 8 in the evening, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. Well, the one that at 2 in the morning went until 4 in the morning. I had one at 12 o'clock. I booked on one today thinking it was 2 o'clock. No, 4 o'clock. And it turned out it was 2 o'clock. But considering I hadn't got to bed till 9 o'clock this morning, it was like, that's going to be a bit tight. So I had to say to Mike, can you get me up? And he said, why don't you just, you know, there's an app on your phone for that. And I said, yeah, but I'll sleep through it. And he's like, how can you sleep through the alarm going off? And I thought, dead easy. So I said, you know, yesterday I had 5 hours sleep and the day before I had 4. And I didn't go to bed till after 8 this morning and I needed to be up again at 1. So it was probably about 9 when I got to sleep. So about 5 hours. So I said, just get me up. Anyway, he did. Bless him. He did. Oh, the new lady pipes. No, not this delivery. Not this delivery. But do you know, I'm thinking Christmas presents all round for the ladies. And do you know what we'll have to get the gents? A kayak. Why did everybody who had a lady pipe, why were they all kayakers? There's obviously something tricky about getting in and out of a kayak. Not that I've ever had the urge to get in nor out of a kayak, to be honest. No, that would not end well. It's bad enough getting on and off a barge. No, not a kayak. Not happening. What class am I taking? It's a thing that I signed up for a long time ago. And at the time, it was self-paced. So basically, you know, it was like a video-based course. But it was because the guy usually did it contemporaneous. And this particular time, he was travelling and he decided to do it as a video course. But what's included is every future live delivery of it. So sometimes I've dipped into a bit of it, but I determined that this time I would take as many sessions of it as possible. And it's all about organisation, but it kind of gets a bit metaphysical. So it's not just, you know, somebody who stood there with, this is my system, this is how you deploy it. It's all deeper meaningful. So we have like breakout rooms. I'm such a fan of the breakout rooms, aren't I, Mike? Sarcasm there. I went into a breakout room. Kim will appreciate this. This is, you know, this Black Lives Matter thing where they say, you don't know what it's like to be black. I swear the guys don't know what it's like to be a woman. But this is what happened. we'll all go into a breakout room. I thought, oh, joy. You know, put a smile on face. Oh, joy. So we get out into this breakout session. And there's me and three guys. And one of the guys starts rabbiting away. Didn't even say hello. Just starts rabbiting. So let's say they're called, you know, A, B,
Curly,
and C.
Curly, Larry, and Mo.
Well, I was thinking A, B, and C.
Right.
So when he'd finished, he then finished off. So you couldn't get a word in edgeways. He's yak, like a bloke in a pub. And when he'd finished, he said, so how about you, B? What do you do? So B starts talking. B then says, yak. What about you, C? So C starts talking. So I'm thinking, right, okay, my turn comes when he's finished. When he reaches the end, now, a lot of the times in these breakout rooms, and trust me, I have done about 50 this week, a lot of time people are like, they don't finish a sentence by saying somebody's name. You just say, so that's where I'm at, full stop. And then somebody else just starts talking. So C is yakking away and C says, well, I've been doing that, but when A mentioned blah, blah, can you tell me more about that, A? And I'm thinking, just a minute. Hello? Hello? I got totally ignored. Three guys just totally ignoring the lady in the room. And I thought, well, do you know what? You can stuff yourself. So I'm just sat there listening, laughing at them. But that's what it's like when you are the only lady. And I'm assuming it could happen to the men as well. I mean, it tends not to, because the women tend to include people. But these guys, clearly, they weren't British and they weren't American. So whether it was a cultural thing that the women should be seen and not heard, I don't know. But that is not how it should be run in a course where you are having these breakout rooms for collaboration purposes. And I'm like, hello? Totally ignored. Totally ignored. Mike couldn't believe it.
No.
No, but I got my own back today. You'll love this. I'll ask you the question. Let's see how the MacBiters fare against this question. Right, the question was, so we're doing a thing about note-taking and how to corral all the information that you've got into a meaningful whole. Right, so the person doing the talking at this stage, this isn't a breakout room. This is the entire session. So the guy doing the presenting is saying, this is Evernote, and I put my notes into Evernote. But the twist on how he did it was he put it into two columns. So on the right-hand side, he had the bulk of the notes. So it was a little bit like the Cornell system, if you've ever seen that. You put the notes on the right-hand side and then you put a summary of the notes on the left-hand side. So he's putting the notes on the right-hand side, but he's doing it, night, Johnny, he's doing it contemporaneous with the person speaking. Well, that's quite tricky if you think about it. I don't know about anybody else. How do you keep up if you're taking typewritten notes and there's slides to look at? Do you keep up? Do you do it by hand and type them up later? What do you do? Because this guy was doing it contemporaneous with it. So he put in the chat, I'm on a Mac and he just said it. Yeah, the other guy put it in the chat. So he just said, how I take the screenshot is, well, actually, you tell me, what's the fastest way to take a screenshot and paste it into Evernote while you are making notes? And he was on a Mac. So this method wouldn't work on Windows, but there is a way to make it work on Windows. It just wouldn't be the same shortcut key. So he actually quoted a shortcut key to do this. Now, you could use an app. There's a million ways. So Kim says clip it. You could clip it straight into Evernote, but unfortunately you'd get a separate note with the image in it. And he actually wanted the image in line with the other notes that he had. And the method he was using was absolutely perfect. I'd go so far as to say it was probably the fastest way there is. Command option 4 and drag over. Pete, almost there, mate. Almost there. What would happen if you do that is it would save the screenshot to the desktop. And from the desktop, you could drag it in. But if to that mix, and it's not command option, Pete, it's command shift. Command shift and 4 would do that. But if you throw in the control key, so command, shift, control, 4, and then draw around whatever you want. It takes the screenshot, but it puts it on your clipboard. It doesn't save it as a file. It puts it on your clipboard. So if you think about this guy's workflow, he's in Evernote. He's making notes. He uses the shortcut key. He draws around the bit on the screen and he presses Command and V, and the screenshot is in the Evernote note. It's the fastest way. So he actually said that. He said, when you take a screenshot, use Command, Shift, Control, 4, and then paste it in. This guy, who had been the leader of the Let's Ignore Elaine Brigade, came in bold as brass and said, you don't need the control key. So he puts that in the chat. You don't need the control key. To take a screenshot on the Mac, you only need Command, Shift and 4. I thought, oh, let me correct him there. So I went into the chat and said, actually, the control key is what enables it to go to the clipboard, and it wouldn't work the way you're doing it unless you add the control key, because you need to Command and V to paste it. Not a word did we hear from him. Disappeared. Ha! But there you go. Right, so on Windows, I'd press print screen and then paste. Not sure I'd do it on the Mac. On the Mac, the print screen key was actually really useful, wasn't it, on Windows? I loved doing that. On the Mac, the equivalent of the print screen key, which does put it on the clipboard, is Command, Shift, Control and 4. And it gives you crosshairs and you then draw around whatever you want. And because it's on the clipboard, you can then just paste in, which was what he was doing. Even funnily enough, didn't come back and mention that. Didn't quite know as much as he thought he did. But then that's particularly the type, isn't it? Doesn't that work on Windows with Snagit? The print screen key.
Yeah.
I think... Does that sound like... Yeah, I think if you've got Snagit, you can hook it up to the existing keyboard shortcuts. And that way you could annotate it on the way in as well. Now, he didn't need to do that because he was putting it straight into Evernote and he was annotating it inside Evernote. Oh, Anthony's learned a trick. It's an awkward shortcut key. It's awkward. It's even more awkward because if it was Option instead of Control, you'd do it with one hand. But with it being Control, it's actually quite difficult to do that with one hand. But it's a good one to know. I wish there was a print screen key. I mean, I've got that stupid function key and the forward delete key. But it would be nice if there was actually... I mean, there's an eject key. Eject what? You know, we've not had anything to eject on a Mac in years. That would be nice if it was a capture key. But it's fine once you know what it is, but it is not easy to do one-handed to put it on the clipboard. I must admit, I've been quite tardy and I tend to take the screenshots and put them in later. Now, did I show you? I'm sure I did. Maybe I didn't. Oh, God, that's a point. Let me know. If I didn't, I'll show you tonight. I rejigged my entire capture system for screenshots. They are automatically saved on the desktop, which is a good place to save them. Oh, I did. I must have done this because I had the diagram, didn't I, as to why I was saving it. What's the command for the PC? To put it on the clipboard, Deb, it's the print screen key. There are some extras to that. Mike's your man for that. I think it's Alt and print screen if you just want the little dialogue box. So if you want the full screen, then it's just the print screen key. But if you want a part of the screen, don't quote me on it. It's one of the keys. Michael, no. It seems as though he uses it. And I see it once every Preston Guild. But I you know, Options in my mind, which is Alt, isn't it, on a PC? I think it's Alt. But basically everything works around the print screen button. And the print screen key was there from DOS days. It actually did a print screen from DOS. So they wired it up in Windows when it was Windows 3 and Windows 3.1.1. And they wired it up that it actually put it on the clipboard. But for a lot of people, that you know, they press the key, nothing happens. And they don't realise it's actually on the clipboard ready for you to paste. Pro tip, though, if you were thinking of doing that... in terms of I'll use the print screen key and I'll paste it into Word, be careful because you don't have any other copy. Now, it's not so much an issue now unless this error comes back because they never did track down what caused it. But many years ago, I'm in the middle of writing a training manual and I'm copy, paste. And I've got all my screenshots in there and they vanished and they got replaced with a red cross. And there was no way to get those screenshots back because they were transient. They're on your clipboard and you pasted them in. So that was the point I decided never to do that again. And I wrote an entire application within Word that looked at a particular folder for images and inserted them or pulled them out. I called it Grapple. What the heck did that stand for? Graphics Automation Process something. It basically, instead of putting the image in, it put a code in and it switched the code for the graphic, which meant, because we're talking like 1996, it was quite slow. When you'd got a 200-page book and there was lots of screen caps in it, it slowed down greatly. But if you could just press a button on your custom solution and swap those images out for text codes, everything ran way quicker. And you could literally put them in, take them out, put them in, take them out. Fabulous system that I built. Luckily, you don't need it now, but that's not the point. If you do take your screenshots for multiple purposes, I wouldn't do the copy thing. Even if you're doing it just for one document, be aware that even though you've actually saved the file, it doesn't mean that they couldn't disappear. As you know from my fun with Keynote. Right, can't you map Command, Control, Shift, 4 to one of the shortcut key programs? You can, Pete. In fact, from memory, I think you can even remap it at system level. So you wouldn't need anything else with it at all. If you go into your System Preferences keyboard and within there, choose Shortcuts, there is a section on the left-hand side which is Screenshots. And it actually tells you what those screenshot commands are. And in there, you can go in and remap them at system level. One of the reasons that even though they're absolutely hideous, you know, they're not good, that I leave them alone, is you might as well get used to using them because if you go into another Mac, you'll be lost. So yes, you could map them to something else. Now, one of the options, which would use the method you're talking about, would be to leave them as they are, but then use something like Keyboard Maestro to say, whenever you use, you know, easy combination one, do this. Use easy combination two, do that. Other way you could do it in Keyboard Maestro is to create a palette where you have one shortcut key that is maybe mapped to the five options you've got. And then you use that one shortcut key and it brings up a menu and you just then click whichever option you want and then you don't have to remember them. That's actually quite good for accessibility as well. So there's lots of things that you could do. It's kind of how often do you get the luxury of time to sit down and work out the best workflow? Most of the time you're just deeply mired in trying to create something. And it's very seldom that you get the opportunity to stop and smell the flowers and think, oh, do you know what? I'll make a workflow for that. That's partly my overriding issue doing this course. I mean, that's why I'm behind, Pete, with your stuff. You're like, do I put the webinar on and listen to it and do me other stuff? Because if you don't take notes contemporaneous with it, when are you going to take those notes? Like Pete catching up when he was really busy at the beginning of all this COVID thing. You kept coming on, Pete, and you were saying, oh, I'm 4 weeks behind, I'm 5 weeks behind, I'm 300 hours behind. So I decided that I would take the notes contemporaneous. But then your issue is you're like, where do I take the notes? Can I get them into Notion fast enough? Could I do the pasting of the images into Notion? Would I be better off putting them into Evernote? Because I'm always flying around and doing other things at the same time. I actually decided to put them into Drafts because Drafts has two windows. One window is your standard Drafts window with the content in there. And there's another Drafts window, which is like an import window. And this import window floats above every other window. So no matter what I'm doing, this window's always on top. So I thought, I'm just going to put them in there. And then I will move them to where they need to be. The one issue that I've got with that is I can't stick the screenshots in. But then I don't want the screenshots to be copied and pasted anyway, because then I've got the nightmare of getting them out if I need to get them out. But the workflow that I've got, where when I use my standard shortcut key, so print screen on Windows or Command Shift and 4 on the Mac, it puts them in DevonThink. They, oh, the imbecile across the road's arrived now. He's revving his bike.
Which idiot's that?
The one over there.
Over there.
Oh, God. I know this is wholly inappropriate, but it's like retards are us here. If they've got a little car to play with or a motorbike to rev, they're happy. I suggest taking the dog out and letting her bark her proverbials off for at least an hour. That'll put pain to it.
She has done.
True.
You not hear her.
Oh, I do hope you can hear that. At least he's gone off into the distance.
But he's happy.
But he's happy.
He's happy.
Yeah. I still can't shoot people like that, can I?
No.
They're still illegal.
Yeah.
Darn it. Use with the control key. Right, I had a question. Print screen key takes full screen. Which is the key that lets you take just a window or a dialogue box? Oh, God, he's come back the other way.
We're talking about Windows?
Yes.
Alt and print screen.
Alt and print screen. That's what I said. I said alt. But there's taking a dialogue box, isn't there? And then there's allowing you to grab part of the screen.
Yeah.
I think we did a session on that, but it's probably about 8 years ago. I'll dig out the notes because I had all slides that explained each and every option. Now, DevSesh usually uses Snagit. Snagit is just amazing. The only thing with Snagit is it can be quite slow if you're trying to do it quickly. So what this guy was trying to do, Snagit's perfect if you want to make edits to it or annotate it. But it's actually quite slow if you want to then go and add these screenshots later. And you've also got the problem of how in the notes you could put a code, which is in screenshot, which one. It would be very easy to get confused as to which shot went where. So I think it depends on how contemporaneous you're attempting to make these notes. But I use the standard one and I also use Snagit. I use Snagit when I'm going to want to annotate it, crop it or whatever, or I want it a certain size. But sometimes I do just capture, but mine goes straight into DevonThink. And that means they've passed through the desktop. So there's a backup in iCloud. They've arrived at DevonThink. They are instantly moved to a screenshots folder and straight away they're backed up 4 times to 4 different cloud services. I don't lose a thing. She said, touching wood, because iCloud's been a bit iffy at the moment. When isn't it? When isn't it? So Pete still hasn't caught up. 6 months behind. Oh, you'll love Lion Pete. It's fabulous. Do you think he'll catch up? Or do you think it'll be like, do you know, she'll go over the same stuff again when there's a new version of it. Might as well wait. Oh, poor Pete. There's a reason that they're called Dunacycles. Not heard that one, I don't think. You have to wait long for the sounds of it. No, I've not heard that one. But yeah, this is the guy who, for, I don't know how old this one is, because you'd have to look at, you have to lean out the window to see, wouldn't you? But you can certainly hear him.
One across the road?
Yeah.
He's a young lad in his 20s, by the look of it.
He might not have had a license. This is the only thing that would legitimately explain it. He sat on the drive for 4 hours on a Sunday, revving this bike. Just literally, you know, quite loud. Not just brum, 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 for 4 hours. And you're like saying, is he an idiot? Is there something wrong with him? Now, the only thing that made sense was he didn't have a license. But then I don't think you should be doing that anyway. But now clearly he's got a license and he can go out. But he hasn't actually been out, not making that kind of noise, for quite a while. Kim thinks Johnny will stay awake for an entire show before Pete catches up. Oh, great mind, you two. Absolutely. He can't really have had that much experience riding the thing. But I think, you know, he's got people to the point that they're thinking he's lock-upable. So they're staying out of his way. So he's got free ride on the road. And with it being a bike rather than a car, this road that is the main road that we're a side road off is 1 mile long. Almost exactly. And it is dead straight. Now, what they've done is they've put, to slow vehicles down, they've put like narrowers in. If there's nothing coming and somebody wants to like go quite quickly, you'd probably find it quite difficult to get through this narrow bit. But so fire engines and ambulances can get through. The trick is you go on the opposite side of the road and you take a sharp left and you're back on the main bit if you're with me. So it's so wider vehicles can actually get through. A lot of people, when they see an ambulance coming, they pull up to let the ambulance through or the fire engine. Some people haven't got a clue that that's what this kind of no man's land in the middle is for, and they block it off and they can't get through. But obviously with him, he doesn't have to do that. It's just a bike. So he doesn't slow down for the pedestrian crossings or these islands. He's just clean through. So you could well be right, Pete. Luckily, the way he's just headed off is to the local hospital. So it wouldn't take them long to pick him up on a shovel and take him in either. So we'll have to see how that pans out. But I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't, to be honest. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Have we done anything on note-taking? Effective note-taking?
Don't think so.
I don't think we have either. Let me know if that would be of interest to you. While I'm all note-takinged up, if you're with me. Lots of different apps, lots of different methodologies. Everyone's doing it a different way for different reasons. It depends on the type of research they're doing. But they all seem to want, in this course, to find the one app, the one workflow, and then stick with it. And I'm just sat there shaking my head slowly thinking, it won't work. The way we organise MacBytes in Notion is not the way that I want to take book notes. And Notion is not fabulous at quick capture. It can capture quickly as long as you're on the right page, but the odds are you won't be on the right page. And I don't know about you guys, but clearly I am getting to an age where the idea comes into my head, and if it doesn't get out of my head into a more permanent format, within 2.3 seconds, it's gone. So I need something incredibly quick to capture ideas, to-dos, anything. Even a URL I want to check. You know, I'll read that later. I need something really, really, really quick. Hello, Simon. Just in time as we head off. But, you know, if you went over to YouTube, you could possibly be the first one in there. And hopefully I'll manage to get in myself tonight. How are you doing? And how is Mrs. Simon? In the meanwhile, everybody else, note-taking or not note-taking, let me know. Because there's quite a lot to that, isn't there? Different note-taking and when to use different things. What each one excels at. Will you stop coughing into the microphone?
Sorry.
Are you at the point...
I haven't got COVID.
No, I know you haven't.
I've been eating chocolate. Things I shouldn't have been eating.
Is it all stacked in your basket for later?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
So this is why you're coughing. You're putting the chocolate in and thinking, oh, yes, I'm coughing.
I've also, you know, we talked about the mistress and the wife.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, the mistress is booked now for Sunday.
You couldn't risk them meeting each other on the path.
Well, there was that. But there was also the fact that if the wife doesn't deliver the goods... Yeah, you see, we could have a sexual innuendo when it comes to shopping.
Does she have a turkey baster? Oh, Simon, you missed the turkey baster.
If the wife doesn't deliver the goods on Saturday, the mistress can bring what's missing on Sunday.
I think you need to walk away from that analogy before I knock you into the middle of next week. We'll see how that goes. Oh, good grief.
Well, that's what we did last week.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, you didn't have it booked but on the Friday.
Oh, no.
You waited and then nothing arrived. So who's coming Saturday?
Asta.
That's the mistress.
Is that the mistress?
Yes, you said Asta was the mistress.
All right, whatever.
Oh, good grief. See, Kim says, where are you taking us? Oh, Simon has had a nap. Well, Simon, news for you. Jonathan had arranged it to book half a day's holiday to take a 5-hour nap in preparation for tonight. Oh, he was all sorted. Didn't actually finish work till four, and he's not even managed a 5-minute nap. So it's not looking good for later. But you never know. You never know. I'm predicting a shorter show than usual because I have to be up at a stupid time tomorrow. But yeah, we'll see how it goes with Jonathan. We will see how it goes. But he's not had his nap. At least Simon has had his nap. Do you think we're all at an age where we need a nap? No one's saying, yes, you want note-taking. So do I take that no, you don't want note-taking? Oh, let me know. Do you want note-taking? Or are your notes perfect to start with?
You're talking to me?
No, the geezer on the bike. Yes, of course I'm talking to you.
No, my notes aren't perfect. Far from it.
What do you make notes about?
Any old stuff.
Any old stuff.
Things that you asked me to do.
Are they notes?
Well, no, they're reminders, aren't they?
I guess, well, it depends on your definition of notes. And that's like a starting point, isn't it?
Yeah.
If your notes are like, you know, feed next door's cat, because I haven't got a cat, so I need to be reminded to feed the cat, then that's a very, very transient thing and nothing to keep. So maybe you do need two systems.
Yeah.
We're kicking around those ideas. But I think, you know, when you get onto a higher level of work where you're, like Anthony's doing, where he's putting a course together, those kind of notes have great value. But the feed the cat note doesn't. You just throw it away. Not the note, not the cat, obviously. Kim has a to-do in Notion. You don't take notes, so you'd like it. You have a journal for genealogy. Journals, that dedicated journals to a particular project or a course or whatever. I find those so valuable. I really do find those very valuable. I've got Day One, which is a journaling app. And if you've got the pro version, you can have multiple journals. And my first thought was, why on earth would you need multiple journals? Shouldn't everything go in one by definition? But if you are thinking of like a particular project, it might make sense to have a project journal in a proper journaling app. But I must admit, the way I've gone about it for a project is I've put the journal with the project. So whether it's in Scrivener or it's in DevonThink, wherever it is, the journal tends to go with it. That just makes sense to me, that it's all self-contained. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Ooh, and it's in MindNode. Yeah, I do use MindNode quite a lot to kind of formulate ideas, get them into a reasonable order. Thing is, I've then been taking them from MindNode and running them through Omni Outliner to get an outline that I then put in Notion. And I'm getting concerned about whether... Well, I think this is a given. I don't think this is even a question. Not whether Omni Outliner will go subscription, but when. And what the features would be to tempt you towards the subscription. When I am doubtful in any way, shape or form about an application, I stop using it. I do have another option for an outliner. There's Cloud Outliner and Cloud Outliner Pro, which are pretty good. They always feel very natural, even though I don't use them that often. When I do go in to use them, I instantly know what the shortcut keys are. They seem to be very standard. So I like that. But yes. Let's have a look. Oh, research planning magic course. Wow. That sounds fantastic. Sling the link in. Not that I've got a family to research. I'm the last of the Mohicans, aren't I? I do have lots of cousins, but I don't know them. Don't know them from Adam. Can you imagine if I found out I've got about 50 of them? I probably have. I really don't know. But I consider I'm the end of the line. Right, in that case, I'll stick note-taking down at some point. We'll add it between now and Christmas. How about that? There we go. Note-taking in after hours. Right. Share all the time learning. Research planning magic. Are they doing that for a particular application, or is it like the theory of researching? It's a good title. I'm liking that. Planning magic. Research planning magic. Yep, put the link in and we'll all have a look. And you know, if I could spell things, things would work a whole lot better. A whole lot better. All right, let's get back to the... Oh, well, oh, and Simon will have missed that as well. Jonathan's got himself a bucket of... How much is in that? 465ml, a bucket of Ben and Jerry's for tonight. I think the idea is if he's eating, he might actually stay awake. So do rib him about that later. The theory of researching. That sounds fantastic. That really does sound fantastic. Put the link in. Because it doesn't really matter what you're researching, does it, up to a point? There'll be genealogy-specific stuff to it. But, you know, you could be researching anything and it would be just as relevant. Another marooned under our belt. Got to get ready now for after hours. How many slides have I not actually created yet? There you go. I've no idea. I can't remember how much I've not created. But let me have a look at what's coming up tonight to tempt you all. Oh, we have a nice Vivaldi update. I have the another of the best dirty hacks ever. That one's for Notion. I've got some good freebies, particularly if you are into your WordPress. Mike's got, is it one demo or two demos? We haven't decided yet, have we? Oh, it's one, is it? You've decided.
I haven't prepped the other one.
In that case, it's one. And then we've got project number 13. You will find out what project 13 is. Just saying. And I've probably got more stuff that isn't even in the presentation yet, but seeing as though iCloud's been acting up, it's a miracle there is still a presentation at all. We will see how that goes. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys. Oh, not long. Only 58 minutes. See you in after hours.